Hey, I have to say, Nethermind moving its cross-chain node operations from Layer 0 to Chainlink CCIP felt like a big moment for blockchain infrastructure.
It can look like a routine technical upgrade, but it actually points to bigger priorities in the industry. Reliability, standardization, security, and scalable operations in a multi-chain world.
Exactly, and cross-chain functionality is no longer optional for Ethereum or EVM-based networks.
That's right. Developers, validators, dApps, and node operators all need systems that can securely exchange messages, verify state, and process transaction data across many chains.
And node operations really matter here, because nodes aren't just passive components.
They validate activity, process data, and help keep the network healthy. So when those nodes operate across chains, the interoperability layer underneath them becomes critical.
If that layer is inefficient, inconsistent, or hard to maintain, the whole system can start to feel unstable.
Layer 0 has been a well-known cross-chain messaging protocol, and it was valued for its modular, flexible design.
It gave teams a customizable way to connect different blockchains, which was really useful early on.
But as the ecosystem matures, many infrastructure teams are moving beyond basic connectivity.
The focus is shifting to standardized behavior, stronger operational controls, and production-grade reliability.
That's where Chainlink CCIP, the cross-chain interoperability protocol, comes in. It offers a more standardized approach to cross-chain communication.
Instead of managing a bunch of custom integrations, CCIP tries to provide one consistent layer for sending and receiving messages across supported networks.
For an infrastructure provider like Nethermind, that standardization can reduce complexity, improve predictability, and make long-term maintenance easier.
It really feels like Nethermind is prioritizing operational clarity and long-term maintainability.
That makes sense, because Nethermind is known for Ethereum infrastructure, node technology, and validator tooling.
So adopting Chainlink CCIP looks like a choice for cleaner integrations, more predictable workflows, and easier maintenance across multiple chains.
And it reflects a broader trend. Early interoperability solutions were mostly about enabling chains to communicate, but the next phase is about secure, auditable, and operationally reliable communication.
Chainlink CCIP brings some very practical benefits there.
First, it can reduce integration overhead by treating cross-chain messaging as a unified standard, rather than a set of separate chain-specific problems.
That helps developers build applications that work across ecosystems without rewriting large parts of their backend logic.
Second, it can improve operational efficiency for node operators.
A more standardized protocol may reduce the need to handle unusual edge cases, letting teams focus on performance, monitoring, and uptime.
Third, it can strengthen security.
Cross-chain bridges and messaging protocols have historically been some of the most vulnerable parts of the crypto stack. So moving towards standardized verification and interoperability supports safer, more resilient infrastructure.
The ecosystem impact matters too.
When a well-known Ethereum node developer like Nethermind adopts Chainlink CCIP for cross-chain node operations, it sends a positive signal for CCIP in serious infrastructure projects.
It may also influence how other teams evaluate their own interoperability stacks.
And it highlights a growing preference for infrastructure that isn't just innovative, but operationally sound.
For developers building on Ethereum and EVM chains, the takeaway is that interoperability is becoming more about quality than novelty.
The question is no longer simply whether two chains can communicate.
It's whether that communication is secure, standardized, and easy to maintain in production environments.
That's where protocols like Chainlink CCIP become more valuable.
That said, migrating to a new cross-chain protocol is not without trade-offs.
Teams need to carefully consider compatibility, latency, gas costs, message delivery guarantees, failure handling, and differences in developer experience between the old and new systems.
Those factors can affect how quickly teams adapt and how smoothly the migration is executed.
But for node operators, the cost of poor interoperability can be far higher than the cost of a well-managed migration.
A failure in cross-chain messaging can ripple through multiple systems, so reliability and trust are essential.
In the end, Nethermind's shift from Layer 0 to Chainlink CCIP feels like a meaningful development in cross-chain infrastructure.
It shows that the industry is moving toward more standardized, operationally reliable, and security-focused interoperability solutions.
For Ethereum and the wider multi-chain ecosystem, that kind of progress supports long-term scalability and stability.
As cross-chain activity continues to grow, teams that prioritize clean infrastructure, strong security, and scalable design are likely to be best positioned to lead.
Nethermind's move suggests it's betting on that future, and it may set an example for other infrastructure players who want to simplify cross-chain operations without sacrificing reliability.